Hi, my name is Barrington Miller, Director of Issuer Engagement at the Canadian Securities Exchange. And today I'm here with Ashish Malik, President and CEO of B-Vectoring. You're probably wondering, why am I here and why is he here? Well, this episode is for Earth Day 2022, and we are talking about all things related. So we thought we'd bring Ashish back on. If you want to check out past Tech Tuesday episodes, as well as last year's Earth Day episode, you can see. And so, yeah, we're here to catch up with him. Ashish, welcome to the show.
Hi, Barrington. Great to be with you.
For those of you who are new and might not know about B-Vectoring, Ashish, do you mind telling people what it is your company does?
Yeah, we're trying to solve a very fundamentally challenging issue that agriculture is facing these days. You know, on the one side, we have a demand for food that keeps increasing. We're finding, you know, a growing population. We expect that there's going to be close to 9 billion people in a couple of decades walking this planet, more mouths to feed, which means we have to increase productivity on every farmed acre that we have around the world. But the challenge lies by finding ways to do it in an environmentally responsible and sustainable way. So we're developing a technology that allows growers to have greater profitability than they do today, but in an environmentally responsible way as well.
Would you classify your company as an agricultural company, ag tech? Where would you sort of fit in?
Yeah, so we fall into what we call agricultural inputs. So these are products and solutions that farmers use on their farm. And we are, you know, we've got a unique technology innovation that we're bringing to market. So I would characterize it as ag tech. A lot of people might think ag tech as being purely software related businesses. That's not what we are, but we are bringing a new technology to the agricultural inputs market.
Now we're getting to the meat of the matter.
Yeah.
We're getting to the B in B-Vectoring. Yeah. And of course, the theme of today's program is Earth Day. And how is B-Vectoring making the world a better place based on what it is you do?
Yeah, I mean, so just think about, you know, what I described at the very beginning, the challenge that we're facing, which is how do we make, you know, we have to actually double productivity on every acre of land over the next few decades to feed this growing population. So imagine a technology now that does that, right? That adds productivity to every acre of farmed land, makes growers more economically better off. So imagine that for a minute. And now imagine at the same time, a technology that does that without using any chemicals, right? So chemicals are used a lot in farms today, from fertilizers to pesticides, you know, GM foods. And imagine a system that doesn't have any of that. Then imagine if that same system doesn't use any water, right? So water today, agriculture, I should say, is the biggest user of fresh water in the world. Every you know, country, continent around the world, in irrigated farms, they use the max amount of fresh water as an industry. And then imagine that same technology doesn't use any fossil fuels, right? So agriculture today contributes about 12% to greenhouse gas emissions. So imagine a technology that doesn't use any heavy machinery, any fossil fuels at all. So if you put all those things together, you can come up with what BVT is doing. We are delivering natural crop protection agents to crops using an all-natural system that doesn't use any fossil fuels or waters. So very specifically, we use biological control agents, these are beneficial microbes, to crops using the natural pollination process of bees. So we work with commercial beehives and deliver, you know, bee safe, consumer safe, crop safe, crop protection agents to the crops in a very targeted way to the flowers of crops.
I'm completely naive with this topic, and I was just waiting, like, get to the bees. And I'm assuming you can do this indoor, you can do it outdoor. Is it controlled? Is it location specific, temperature specific, all of those things?
Yes, no, I think to answer your questions. Yes, we can do it outdoors and indoors. When it comes to temperature, the conditions that crops need to grow are the conditions that our technology is suited for. You know, if it's freezing outside, our technology probably won't work because bees wouldn't fly. But you know what? Crops don't grow during that time of the year either. So when the crops are in season, The bees are active and our technology can work and works very nicely. We've got very good traction across the US and we're in our third season selling this system across the United States. And then now have started our expansion projects. We're in the process of submitting for regulatory approval in Mexico, in Canada, the European Union, in a couple of countries in Latin America as we continue through 22 and into 23.
How do you get the bees? How does it work? How does it work?
It's a good question. So we work with commercial bees, right? So these are bees that farmers are already using on their farms for pollination purposes. So we work with those beehives. And then we have proprietary dispenser systems that work in conjunction with those beehives through which the bees actually pick up minute quantities of the beneficial fungus, the biological crop protection agent. While the foraging bees are leaving those hives, they pick these microbes up on their legs and they fly to the crop carrying our product as cargo. And as they reach the flower for foraging, because that represents their food source, they deliver that that microbe to the crop, giving the farmer the properties that they're looking for in the crop. The bees, in the meantime, pick up pollen, return to the hive because that's their nutrition source, and the whole cycle continues during the bloom period off the crop.
Well, that was an excellent explanation, and thank you for simplicity's sake for me. a few years ago, could be longer, there was a big concern, and I've been reading about it in the newspapers or online, about mass groups of bees just disappearing. And that's the sign of Armageddon. And there's going to be no more bees. And when all that, is there any truth to that? And
well, how does that relate? Or? You're talking about colony collapse disorder. That's the technical term that the scientists have coined. So there are many. Yeah. So what you've seen is a decline in colonies. But then you've also seen a rebound in certain geographies. So it's not very well known as to what causes that decline, but most experts think it's a combination of climate change, overuse of chemical pesticides. There are some, pathogens and parasites that actually go in there and can hurt the bees. So we should be all very concerned about that because bees contribute directly to about one third of the food that we eat. And so their longevity and their health is extremely important to us. The great thing about the system that we've developed is it can actually help bee health because by using our system, a farmer is using less chemicals, which in turn comes back and helps the bees themselves. And our technology could be actually suited also to deliver or dispense bee health, call them medicines as they are developed. We don't have any commercial today, but there are companies that are working on products that could help the health of the bees themselves. Our system could be a very good delivery system for those products when they're available.
How many bees do you use or employ at one time, or does it vary?
It does vary is the short answer. We work with both bumblebees and honeybees. Just to give you an idea, if you compare one bumblebee versus one honeybee, one bumblebee is technically, I guess, a better pollinator. That's what for the farmer. That's what the entomologists, the bee experts will tell you. But in one commercial bumblebee hive, you may have about 200 to 300 insects while the colony is at its peak. Whereas in a honeybee hive, you may have upwards of 20,000 insects, right? So by sheer quantity, a honeybee can do a lot more than one bumblebee hive can do. We work with both. There's certain crops where one type of an insect is better suited than the other. We've got dispensers that work with both. And typically, we use about two hives per acre to get the product out to the crops that we need.
Two hives, like two honeybee hives or two?
Either two one. Honeybee hives or two bumblebee hives. The biggest crop that we are selling our system on today is blueberries. And that's the number. In the, on the East Coast, we'll have two bumblebee hives per acre. On the West Coast, on the Pacific Coast, it's mostly honeybees. We'll have about two honeybee hives per acre.
Oh, this is fascinating. Every time we talk, I just learn more and more. Another dumb question. Do the bees ever mix? Do you ever get to use honeybees and bumblebees at the same time while...
Yes. In fact, there's, you know, some academics and some entomologists that believe that the best pollination effect for the farmer is a mix of both honeybees and bumblebees. It's, you know, unfortunately today, it's kind of the exception on a farm as opposed to the rule. But there are instances in which both insects are being used. And if it were, if it was up to the academics, they would want to see that happen more and more.
Ashish, I just want to say thank you on behalf of the Canadian Securities Exchange for stopping by today and for educating me, educating us about the work that Bee Vectoring is doing. What's your symbol if people want to trade you?
We're on the CSE. BEE is our symbol.
There it is, folks. And this has been an episode for Earth Day. I'm your host, Barrington Miller. Today, I was here with Ashish Malik, president and CEO of Bee Vectoring, symbol BEE. And they are making the world a better and tastier place.
Thank you, everyone. Happy Earth Day.